Hi everyone, this is Pillow Talk Devotionals with Paige and Mac. I did it backwards.
Whoa!
I know.
That just doesn't ring off the tongue.
Mac and Paige, kind of like Mac and Paige. Mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese, yeah.
But I got to introduce it, so I get to do it my way.
Cheese and Mac. Cheesy Mac.
Cheesy Mac is a thing.
That's a thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, I think you know which one's which.
Yes, and so before we start, we would love it if you would like our videos. If it's a podcast, like it, write reviews, share it with your friends, subscribe, and we would just love your support. Only if you like it, though.
Yeah. Don't comment on my video editing, because I don't do any editing.
Yeah, we don't do...
I do have a life, you know.
Is that pillow okay?
I can't hear you.
I'm right beside you.
You go. You don't wear camouflage. You go into the jungle. I can't see you.
Oh, my goodness.
What's that from?
I don't know. I forget.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Oh. Hmm. Yeah, Robin Williams.
This guy... Rest in peace.
Used to watch a lot of movies, and he can...
I have an encyclopedia in mind for movie lines. It's weird.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite games that I played with my kids is, like, in the middle of a sentence that has nothing to do with anything, quoting a movie line, and then saying, what's that from? And they have to guess.
Mm-hmm. And I can almost never guess.
Yeah.
But I'm not your kid, so...
No. And I don't watch movies anymore.
No. Well, we watch The Chosen.
Right.
Oh, and The Testament.
Do you want to say why we only watch those kinds of things? Or shall I?
You, because that's kind of...
It's kind of my thing.
Your thing.
I'm not preaching this for anybody else. Don't get me wrong. And no judgment. I just want to delight myself in the Lord. And only in the Lord. And so anything that doesn't allow me to glorify God while I'm doing it, I don't want to do it.
And I'm not a big TV watcher anyway, so it's pretty easy to go along with that.
That's a big change, because I used to watch a lot of sports, a lot of movies, be on social media. Anyways, so we are, are we done our banter?
Sure, for now.
The kids like the banter.
Oh my goodness! You're an easy target, so I'm sure there won't be a shortage.
Maybe people can banter at our expense behind our backs.
Yeah. Oh, those would be really good comments. We'd love comments about that.
We would love comments,
especially if it's at his expense. Actually, I don't mind laughing at my expense.
Are you going to actually read comments?
Yes.
People say horrible things.
No, they won't.
No, people will love us, not you. People listening, other people say horrible things.
They don't. People in general don't. With stuff like this, what is there to say? Like,
no. What's not to love, right?
We're just putting ourselves out there, and we're not doing any harm. We're trying to glorify God the best we can, and this is one way to do it.
Right.
So there. That's what I think about that.
But we're not perfect, because this camera keeps moving down. We're on a bed, and I don't want you to see the mic. I don't think that's a big deal to see the mic. When I watch Joe Rogan, they see the mic all the time.
Well,
here's the mic, folks. Deal with it. If we didn't have it, you wouldn't hear us.
I think it's my kind of OCD thing.
I just don't want to think it's like a thing that goes on my nose.
Oh, my.
Okay, so where are we?
We're in Galatians 5, and this is a big chapter. Like, we're going to actually split it into two. We're going to do the first part today, and we're going to do the second part tomorrow with the fruit of the Spirit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we're just going to read just one verse, I think.
Yeah.
Because everybody else can read it. We're not going to insult your intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
So, big recap. He's just said, hey, ditch the law and not grace. Ditch the people that are telling you to obey the law. And now he's saying, you do know what it means, right, to obey the law. You can't just cherry pick which law you want to obey.
Right.
Well, I like this one, you know, obey the Sabbath, but the rest of them don't apply. Well, no, that's not how the law works. If you're going to adhere to the law, you got to follow all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, well, that's the point. Christ's freed us from the law. There's freedom. And so he says, for when we place our faith in Christ Jesus, there is no benefit in being circumcised or being uncircumcised. So in other words, there's no benefit in adhering to the requirements of the law. What is important is faith expressing itself in love.
Mm-hmm.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, and that's a really beautiful sentence. I don't know. So can we talk a second about what love is? Like God's love, like agape love.
Okay. And then can we talk after that about what's faith got to do with that? How does faith...
What's love got to do with it?
Because we can talk about love forever, mm-hmm. longer than we have. Right?
Yeah.
Well, expressing your love, everybody knows what that is.
But do they know what agape love is? Like God...
Okay, tell them.
Loving love... Well, I'm not sure that I really know. I guess it means dying to the ego and choosing others good, even when it costs me.
Hmm.
That's one version of... And agape... Is that how you say it? Agape?
Agape, yeah.
That's not like love, like human love. It's different. It's godly love.
Yeah.
It's the way God loves. And that's just sort of one take on it.
Yeah. I really like what you first said at first. Say that again. Do you remember?
Dying to the ego.
Dying to the ego.
And choosing others good, even if it costs.
Wow. That's your version of agape love. I never heard it that way before.
It's part of it, yeah.
That's powerful. Say it one more time.
It's dying to the ego.
So it's sacrificing, surrendering pride and the desire to compare yourself to, because pride wants to compare to other people or a standard like the law.
Mm-hmm. And choosing others good.
Yeah, laying down your comfort, serving others, blessing others, teaching others.
Even if it costs for their good, me.
Mm-hmm. And helping them edit videos on YouTube.
And even if it costs.
Even if it costs.
Just ignore the camera.
Well, it's going to cost, right? Getting rid of... You know, what does it cost you to humble yourself? Just your pride.
Just your pride.
Yeah.
Well, that's all.
It sounds so simple.
It is simple.
Yet not easy.
No, and that is something that
I... Easy for you, though, because...
I'm so humble.
You're perfect.
Perfect, right? Yeah. When you're this humble, it's really hard to...
I'm the one who has all the work to do. At least that's the message I get.
I get the very same message from you, so isn't that interesting?
What?
Isn't that interesting?
No.
Where's the referee?
You're perfect.
The referee is Jesus, so...
Oh, don't get him involved. I will lose for sure on that end.
Okay, so that's kind of what my thought was when that came up. So let's talk about faith then.
Yes, faith expressing itself in love. Can the law express itself lovingly? Because that would be the argument. Well, I love through the rules. I love God by keeping the commandments. I love by, you know, not murdering, not stealing, not coveting, not envying.
I think it was. I think we were protected by the law until Jesus came. There's freedom in Christ.
Right. But the law was perfect. If you read this, you remember that psalm? David sings, the whole psalm is about law and, you know, covenant. And they love the law. I love your law. Right? So the law was the representation of God, and God is love.
Yes.
So you can express love through law. So what was the problem? You and I don't really know where I'm going with that question. We're out of time.
This happens sometimes. We're like, ooh, ask a question.
That's too deep a thought.
It's too rhetorical that we don't have an answer.
Okay, but faith is the point. The law couldn't... You can't earn your way through obeying the law. But you can
earn your way through faith.
No,
you can't.
Well, no, yes. Earning. Faith in Jesus, not in yourself. So the law was putting faith in your own efforts.
Yes.
And now we're supposed to put faith in Jesus' efforts because he was perfect. He's the only one who's ever able to keep the law fully. So we had faith. They had faith in the law, and they were supposed to realize, oh, I can't keep it. And that's the only way I'm going to get into the presence of God is if I keep the law from the moment I'm born to the moment I die.
Yeah.
that's perfection. That's the only way that gets into the presence of God. And so we had faith in the law, and then we realized we can't do it. We can't get there.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus comes along. He does it. Now we put our faith in him.
And
he obeyed the law.
Yeah, and now we have one law.
I totally redeemed that, by the way.
You did, which is
down here.
Now
we're totally out of time.
Yeah, but quickly.
Okay.
Where did it go? What's our one? The one law we now there. Love your neighbor as yourself.
Yeah.
In what verse? What numbers? I was trying to find the number.
Verse 14. But. Yeah. And the whole law can be summed up in that. And Jesus did that perfectly. He showed us what that looks like in a human.
Yeah.
So perfectly love your neighbor as yourself.
Yes.
So the big takeaway here is, what, Paige?
Which part?
Put faith in Jesus.
Yeah.
Because he obeyed the law.
Not in ourselves.
So if you're fixing your eyes on Jesus and following him, you're automatically going to obey the law. You don't have to look at the law. Because you're just going to do that. Because you're going to love your neighbor as yourself, and you're going to love God with all your heart.
Yeah.
Because that's what Jesus did. Follow him. Clothe yourself with him.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, our egos will die off.
Yeah, exactly. And you'll be, what did we say? He'll live his life through you. What was that verse? He will live his life through you. He'll be complete in you.
Yeah.
I forget.
Oh, he'll be, I forget what that it was now.
Oh, I can't find it. Anyways, they know what we're talking about.
Yeah, you guys know.
Christ is formed in you, fully.
Formed.
Yeah, perfectly. His character is formed. Mm-hmm. So, my dad used to say this, show me your friends, and I'll tell you who you are. You become like who you hang around with. And so, if you're hanging around with Jesus all the time, you're going to become like him.
Yeah. So, faithful, if you're hanging out with loving. Me, and well, Jesus... It's your lucky day.
Yeah. That's a scary
It's your lucky season of life.
No, but you are more perfect than me, so I will I will hang out with the Jesus in you.
Neither of us are
Jesus
perfect.
Jesus is in you.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
We love God. We love the Bible. We love each other. And we love you guys. This has been Pillow Talk Devotionals with Mac and Paige.
With Paige and Mac.
Subscribe, like, tell everybody. Okay, bye.